sit down, boys. Have I got a treat for you?
Fighting the fight when it comes to technology. We are the knights of the kingdom of geekery. We rise up when it comes to the challenge of discussing all this nerd knowledge. We are the digital soup. We are the digital soup. We bring information with lots of laughter. Tune in now if that's what you're after. Digital Soup. We are the Digital Soup. We are the Digital Soup. With Jason, Adam, and usually Dave.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Digital Soup, the only podcast that's not antisocial. We're just not user-friendly.
Yeah.
Do you guys understand what I'm saying?
Right, I can get behind that.
Yeah.
We aim to be, hopefully in a new point release, we'll be a little bit more user-friendly, but right now it's just, stay away. We don't want you.
Yeah, so you can't listen to this show anymore.
No, turn this off right now. There's so many other podcasts out there. Why would you even listen to Digital Soup? Hold on.
By continuing to listen, you hereby agree to the following license agreement. You will tell 10 to 20,000 of your friends to join the show, and that's it.
And buy some upcoming merch from us.
Yep.
Yes.
That hasn't been created yet.
Yes. And also, you know, subscribe to us on, I was going to say Pantera.
Yep. Subscribe Patreon. To us on Pantera.
Oh, we should start a subscription service to call it Pantera. That would be awesome.
There's no way that's not trademarked. So,
well, we'd spell it a little bit different, like P-A-H. And
no, Pantera.
Panera
bread.
Oh, we could start a restaurant.
You guys want to go to Pantera for breakfast?
What is it also? It kind of sounds like a place that you like a business, but like a plane of existence, Pantera.
Oh, yeah. Kind of like Pandora. That's why.
That's probably what I was thinking. All right, everybody. Well, this stupid guy here is named Jason, and joining me in the virtual studio today is Adam and usually Dave. Oh, wait. I gave you a new name last week, Adam. What was it?
I can't remember now.
Ah, I can't
actually
either.
Adam.
Oh. Actually Adam.
I'm pretty sure that was it.
Ooh, double A. Hey, what's up, double A?
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty charged right now.
So what do you guys been up to this week?
Oh, you know, stuff.
Things.
Hey, don't get too specific.
Wife and I are planning for a neighborhood get-together that's coming up at the end of the week. So
this ooh, last like week a block been, party thing?
Yep, exactly. So I've got a few of my neighbors, and we've been jamming. So we're going to play some music and grill out that and all that stuff.
And I'm assuming Dave's invited, but of course the Ohioan isn't.
Yep. Dave lives on my block. So
yeah. Yep.
It's well, a big block. I wouldn't turn him away if he showed up.
You wouldn't shoo him away?
No. You maybe, but not Dave.
That would be hilarious. He drives 4 hours to see you and you're like, I got something going on.
This is members only.
You don't have a jacket.
You need to show us two pieces of verifiable identification showing that you live on
like
this
your
block.
Twitter account.
Yeah, right. let's address that. Yeah, something happened.
Do we want to?
By the time, yeah, I don't know. By the time listeners see this, we may or may not have our Twitter account back. We don't know what's going on.
I think we got hacked. No, I actually don't know what happened. Dave, you're the first one that noticed that it was locked. I know it wasn't because of content. There's no way it could have been locked because of content. We don't do anything like that.
No, all it said is that your account has... I went to log in, and all it said, it immediately popped me to a screen that said, your account has been restricted due to unusual activity. And so I think what happened is either someone was trying to log in, or there was a login from somewhere way different or something. I don't know.
Well, here's geographically, we're located several states apart, but it hasn't been an issue till now. But I wonder if that could have had something to do. They're seeing logins in both Minnesota and Ohio at the same time. I wonder if that could have been something.
It could, but like you say, it's been 2 years or whatever. We had never had an issue before.
Yeah, but I've only joined the game in the last few months. It's basically been Minnesota, which is Dave.
It's probably you logging in that's throwing it off.
Dang it. But I put up such great content.
Well, you can keep doing it. Get everything reset, and you can take over full control of the Soup Twitter.
Oh, man.
I will pass that torch on to you.
I got one more kid than you guys.
I've got one more podcast and three more websites than you guys. Well, maybe not Adam.
Adam's a stay-at-home dad.
A stay-at-home dad? Just because he works from home.
Well, he's a dad and he stays at home. Am I incorrect?
What if we just redefine that whole thing? Yeah. Stay-at-home dad. I telework, but I'm at home.
What do you tell your work?
Yeah, what do you tell them?
What's up. Yeah, I'm not going to be there today, guys.
Can't make it to my bedroom or my office or wherever it is.
My bedroom. Yeah, he's actually, this is his work day. He doesn't get out of bed. He has a laptop on his lap. And he's like, honey, bring me coffee before you go to your actual job.
Yeah, living the dream.
Heck yeah.
Give me some coding phrases right now. Give me a coding phrase like you're debugging something and it's not going well. What would you say?
I'm debugging something and for some reason my variable isn't populating with the value that I'm trying to assign to it.
Nice.
That almost sounds like official.
It does. It sounds like he's done it before.
It would have been totally official if you would have made up a fake project instead of I'm debugging something.
Oh, well, I'm debugging the
throw the word
program.
Codex in there.
Yep. Oh, the hyperline codex.
Ah, there we go.
For the
Fusion drive.
For the Fusion drive, along with the back end cotangent processor matrix.
That's the one they needed for those TPS reports, right?
Yep.
Hullabaloo.
Yeah. AKA, I'm trying to open Notepad, guys. I just can't do it.
All right, well, that was very exciting there, Adam.
Amazing.
Yeah, Dave, what did you do this week?
What did I do?
Who cares?
yeah, not a lot. I edited some podcasts. I had some family stuff going on over the weekend. And
family
just kind of general busy stuff. I kind of was a little bit off the grid, so to speak, when it comes to social media and stuff for the last
Get into Twitter.
Well, even on my own stuff, I wasn't real super active. You know, the coolest thing, and it's nothing to do with me at all, really, other than that this guy is
if it's cool, it has nothing to do with you.
Well, yeah, it doesn't. And, but it's just something that makes me feel
I'm the jerk of the show. Come on,
pretty
Adam.
Awesome is that, I don't know if you guys remember, I had him on my other, on Adventures in Creativity, a guy by the name of Ant Pruitt. I've mentioned him before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big fan of mine.
Well, he's pretty cool. He does follow us on Twitter and stuff too. But Ant is awesome. I mean, the dude is just so positive and just crushing it. And
is that short for Antana?
Anthony.
I think you asked that question last time we talked about
yeah.
him, Jason.
But anyways, over the weekend here, he got hired as a new host of a couple shows.
Making money?
Yeah, on the Twit Network with Leo Laporte.
And I have watched Leo Laporte since back in the screensaver days.
Yeah. You've probably seen him. He's guested on there before, but he is officially now a member of the Twit team, one of their hosts. So very big congratulations to Ant. The guy's been working hard.
That's
for
awesome,
like 10
Ant.
Years. Yeah.
Wow.
And
congrats.
Finally got it. Yeah.
So
cool.
we have our foot in the door. And when I say we, I mean, even though he just listens to the show, maybe he can get us on the Twit Network.
We're
perfect fit for the Twit Network.
Yeah. That's because we're three
and
twits.
Adam, just so you know, that stands for This Week in Tech. Okay.
Who's
I know you
no,
were like,
kidding.
Why do I want to be on a Twit?
No, but
is that part of Twitter?
that was probably the coolest thing that I saw going on. That even though, like I said, it has nothing to do with me, it's just a friend of mine crushing it and having a major win. You know, and that's pretty awesome.
That is really awesome. Ants, I am actually kind of jealous. You know, I know I'm not supposed to be jealous, but I am jealous. We started this podcast hoping to make something of ourselves, and we're still in the gutter, and you've been able to pull yourself up by your bootstraps and actually make something of yourself. You sir, are a man, and we are just little girly boys.
False. Jay is?
Jerry. Jerry. Jared. Jim Bob. What's so, his name?
Geriatric, it sounds like.
Yep. He is, too, because he's old.
No, what?
You're the one that doesn't know people's names. I know your voices and everything.
I still don't know what Adam's trying to say.
What was that?
I don't even remember now. We went so far off.
Anyways, I thought that was very cool, but I want to say it seems like this weird recording time we have is introducing some really strange energy to this show. Because we're in this weird time slot that we never
recorded a little early, and I remember that one Sunday we recorded in the afternoon, and the energy was popping.
Yeah, so let's get to something actually. Other
we've been droning on for 10 minutes about nothing,
just a lot of
nothing. This is what our fans like, and by fans I mean our moms.
Samsung,
hi mom. So one of the stories I put in here, Samsung is unveiling, they've unveiled their Galaxy Active 2 smartwatch. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. This thing actually looks pretty awesome. It's like people are kind of saying, and this article compares it to an Apple Watch, except that it's round.
Yeah.
Which is pretty slick.
It's just like the Apple Watch, but it's round.
How did you know their exact accent?
I'm perfect like that. Now, I do have the Samsung Galaxy S3 Frontier Watch. Love the thing. It's a beaut. These do look a little bit more, like you said, a little bit more iWatch-ish. Why did I call it an iWatch?
a little bit
more Apple Watch.
I watched Stranger Things last week.
I did too. How about you, Dave? Dave, did you watch Stranger Things?
I didn't.
Oh yeah, you watched all of them. That's right.
Yeah, I was gonna say, according to you guys, I've watched them all months ago.
Oh, by the way. I listened to that episode again the other day, and it's just so funny. We just keep just joke after joke about Dave watching everything.
Tagging on to that, Dave left me a voicemail earlier this week, and I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was talking about Stranger Things a little bit, which he's like, which I know you guys think I did, which I have not.
No,
because I reiterating it.
I watched
that he didn't watch.
I watched episode 5, which we're going to talk about at the end of this episode here, and I wanted to make sure, like, yeah, because I'm getting a complex over here. Like, I feel like you guys just really think I actually have watched it, and I haven't.
No, I believe you. Wink, wink.
But
okay,
anyway.
So behind the scenes for this watch, we're not going to let him go. This watch similarly has the heart rate monitoring system. It's improved with 8 photodiodes on the back, as well as an electrocardiogram to support ECG, just like the Apple Watch 4. And the other thing about this, as it's round, they've built in some kind of, they've got this rotating bezel feature, meaning it's going to keep, if I'm understanding this right, does that mean if you're moving your arm around, it's still going to keep the watch, like the view of it upright for you to look at, or what does that mean?
No, what it means, mine has it too. Think of it, the dial, the whole outside is one big rotating button.
Oh, so, it's your menu dial.
Yeah, you spin it around, and it takes you to all your different, not apps, but your different sections. Like I turn it once in my weather widget. Is there, and then I turn it again, and that's my steps.
It's like a dial. Okay.
Yeah, it's like a dial, and it rotates around, and my kids just go crazy for it, just constantly. Hmm. But I have to say, because out of the three of us, I'm the only one that has had both an Apple Watch, even though it was a Series 1, but I had an Apple Watch, and now I have this Samsung Galaxy S3 Frontier, and this is more of the manly one. This is the one that looks like I'm going out and I'm hiking for the day, and I'm climbing a mountain.
What? Let me ask you a question.
It's like the sports one.
This doesn't look like a sports watch to me.
No, the one I have.
Oh, sorry.
This one that we're talking about here is more of like the business class, I'm going
to
say.
Well, this one looks good.
Let me ask you guys this. When it comes to a smartwatch, because I did get, remember I had talked a while back about how I got one for my wife, that it's not a Samsung or Apple. It's that Amazfit company off Amazon. And it's been working really well for her. Well, in turn, she got me one for Father's Day. And I've been using it now since June, you know, since Father's Day. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty decent. It's not as feature-rich as you're going to find with, like, an Apple Watch or the Samsung offerings. But for me, what I use it for, primarily tracking, you know, like a fitness tracker, steps and everything else, but still having a nicer interface, it's perfect. Mm-hmm. And it's comfortable for workouts, everything else, nice display, touchscreen works well, everything else. A few little quirks, but what I wanted to know, when it comes to the band style on these, now I know you see a lot of them, you can get these nice, you know, they're leather or they're metal or everything else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you on something like this that you're going to essentially wear during a workout if you want to? That's the goal.
Like a leather band?
Yeah, that's the idea, mm-hmm. that you can keep this thing on and go right from your day job at work where it's looking fancy, you know, nicer business looking, and go right to the gym and work out and have all your health tracking, everything else there for your workouts and all of that. I don't know about you, but when I'm working out with this thing, mine's got a regular sport band on it. So like that soft silicone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you sweat a lot, obviously, when you're working out and running. I take it off. I have to kind of wash it down and wipe it off, you know, when I'm done, because it's just sweaty. who would want to wear like a nice leather band or something like that?
Definitely not leather. I mean, I wouldn't. Now, what my band came with, it just let the standard, like, I don't want to say rubber, but yeah, I guess it's rubber.
It's a silicone, yeah.
Yeah. And it's nice. I mean, it's decent. Now, I do know from back at the last place I worked at where I did a lot more cooking at. Mm-hmm. Here, I don't really have to cook that much. I just straight manage. But I used to get, like, food and everything. You know, like, at the end of the day, I would actually have to clean it because I'd have, like, maybe a little bit of food encrusted in it. A
couple French fries tucked in his wrist.
Oh, yeah. A little bit of grease.
A little slice, you know, of stuff. A hamburger on the, underneath the heart.
But I know what you mean. I mean, if you purchased one of these for your business day, say you're, I don't know, I'm just pulling something out of my butt, a banker.
Yep.
And, you know, you wanted something that looks nice when you have the clients come in and you're trying to sell them, you know, stuff they don't need. And then after work, you want to go work out. Or do you want something that looks like a Rolex as you're working out? Or do you want, you know, something that is a cheaper? And I understand what you mean. Maybe you'd have two. You'd have your work day watch, and then you'd flip on just a cheap, like, Fitbit.
That's what I'm going to say.
Well, you could change the band, but are you going to want to do that?
Well, in between workouts.
Right, and that's the thing. Even though now they come with these quick detached bands where it's...
They come off nice, by the way.
They're pretty,
nice
pretty and simple and quick, but it's still like, are you going to carry around an extra set of bands and switch your watch and then work out and then take those off and go about the rest of your day? I don't know. It's just something that lately I've been thinking about that's kind of weird. Like, where does that fit?
For those cases, you probably want to find something that doesn't look like just a piece of rubber around your wrist,
mm-hmm.
but also isn't leather.
Well,
so they've got to have some kind of material option where the band would work fine for that.
Right. I mean, they make like the nylon and you know, any type of watch band you want, you can put on these things usually. But my question that I've been thinking about is, you know, everyone wants these smartwatches and everything else. I think for most people, they don't want them for the fitness side of things that those things are created for.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think it just seems to me like anyone using a smartwatch is probably just using it. They want the other, like, day-to-day stuff, but they don't care about the workout side of it. Do you think that's weird?
No, that's what I got mine for is exactly what you just said. I use it for the pure business aspect of it. I have a company phone, and I get constant emails and texts from, you know, vendors, from employees, from, you know, corporate, etc. And when I'm working, instead of having to pull out my phone every time I get an email from them or a text from them, I just look at my watch. I see what it is. I can actually respond right on there. I don't have to even pull out my phone. I can send and receive emails from there. It's a nice big screen, so you could do a lot of stuff, and there's a lot of pre-made phrases that you could quickly put in there if you needed to. And both the Apple Watches and the Samsung Watches, I don't know about the one we're just talking about here, but you can actually take and send phone calls right on it. You don't even have to pull it out. They have built-in mics and little speakers. So in a noisy environment, you're not going to be able to hear the person you're talking to very well. But I have done it before. Like if I'm driving, well, that's not a good example because I usually always have it hooked up through my Bluetooth. But I have answered it before on there, and I can't remember why. And I've talked on it before, but it's not ideal, but it does work. And that's what I use it for. I, as you know, you guys have seen me. our listeners can actually see a picture of me on the website. I'm not a workout dude. I do not have the physique that you would think from this voice. I mean, you seriously think like, shut it, Adam. You seriously think like some fit dude. But no,
totally.
I'm kind of, you know what? I don't
say fit, but
curves.
You got it. Yeah. You're A-shape.
So
I'm A-shape, yeah.
To me, if I'm going to have a watch that the goal of this is their active series.
Yeah.
It's really geared towards the workout stuff. So that means it has to be rugged enough. This thing it'll track your swimming, you know, like
right.
how many swimming strokes and everything. I only want one. I don't want to have to switch to a Fitbit or anything
exactly.
else like that, because if I'm counting steps, now I've got to add them up between two devices and all that stuff.
Personally, add them up.
I would honestly go for like a plain blastic?
Blastic.
Black plastic pan? Plastic
or black.
You made coined a new term.
Blastic.
There.
I like my plastic pans.
I would just go for the plain black.
They call
band.
Me Mr. Boom Blastic because
okay,
I'm fantastic.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, aloba loba.
Look who's in my world now.
Oh.
Why? What do you mean?
He's trying to get a sentence out.
Yeah.
Is this what I'm doing to him? I will still continue to do it.
No, I'm with you though. I don't myself. I don't mind the regular like sport workout. You know, black fitness. You know, like. Style band that silicone, to me it doesn't look bad. I'm not in a position where I have to wear a suit to work though either,
right? And honestly, there's, if you look at different fashion stuff, they don't really recommend a smartwatch. Isn't a good suit accessory. If you're going high-end suit, you're going out for a night on the town or whatever, generally it's like you don't want to put in a smartwatch.
Rolex.
It just doesn't really match.
But I'll tell you what.
But they're starting to look really, really good. So at that case, I would say, and I'll let you finish there, Dave.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
Get an extra band for those occasions where you might need it, like for something special. This watch with the straight with a plastic or the blastic band that I just invented, copyrighted Adam from Digital Suit Podcast. I think it would still serve in most business environments just fine.
Yeah, it'd be fine.
It looks pretty cool.
It does. Yeah, they're very cool looking.
But I said I was going to let you finish your thought, and then do you still
Oh,
have it?
Yes. I forgot. You know, what I was going to say is, let's be honest, nowadays, those fancy high-end watches, most people wearing them, they don't even use them to look at the time, because what do we all do when we want to see what time mm-hmm. it is?
I look at the sun.
Look at the shadows that I make. Pound a stake mm-hmm. into the ground and determine based on the angle.
Yep.
No,
exactly.
we all pull out our phone and take a quick peek at the phone. So, you know,
except when I'm wearing my watch.
I don't. Like, even with mine, I look at it some now, but I don't know. Maybe the other weird thing is I notice I rarely ever look at the time unless I have to.
I look at the time.
I look at it all day, but what I do, time is of essence for what I do. For you, it's your day ends at a certain time.
Well,
I have to make sure we're on schedule for
yeah.
every single moment of the day. Be it breaks that I'm giving to people, et cetera. So
I mean,
always looking at my watch.
I'm at a desk with a computer in front of me and a phone that have the time showing right in my face all day long. So I always see what time it is. But when I'm, like, say it's the weekend or whatever, unless I'm have an appointment or something I have to be at, I don't, on the weekends, I'll glance at the time every now and then just kind of see. But I usually, it sounds funny, but like Adam said, using the sun, I kind of just base it off that. Well, it's getting dark.
Am I hungry yet?
Yeah, I'm hungry. Why
Dave
is that?
Made din din.
Yeah, I haven't eaten yet. It's 4 o'clock.
Sun, giant fireball in the sky getting lower.
That's kind of scary and cool.
I stole that one from Jim Gaffigan.
But he said it way better than you.
This next story that
I
threw in here.
I knew this was you that put it in.
I didn't put in any show notes, so of course it wasn't me.
Sweet. Yep, I actually did something for once, guys. Persona, their cubic motion technology. You've got to check this out. I included the link in the show notes here. And the title of the article was called CGI Faces Will Soon Be Indistinguishable from Real Ones. Here's how.
Yeah.
And it's pretty incredible. So this company, they Cubic Motion, is they do video game motion capture kind of stuff for cutscenes mm-hmm. and all kinds mm-hmm. of things like that. And if you look at this article, they were doing a demo of this persona character, this 3D character in front of an audience. And across, in another country, they actually had a live performer that was doing the motion capture for it, because this new technology they've got is like this head-worn thing where no longer do you have to have all these little dots and stuff on your face for the motion capture, like the old Gollum from Lord of the Rings days.
Right.
This thing, their technology works differently by tracking the person's face. And so the actress that was portraying the digital character in real time looked out at the audience members and started interacting with them in real time. And there was people gasping, like, what the? This? How did this happen? Because all of a sudden, and it's so realistic, the character suddenly went off script and started talking to people in the room. Mm-hmm. And people were like, I've never seen anything like that. People were gasping. The motion capture was unbelievable. Right. And if you look through this, the way they're working their technology is different. And they can render things more realistically than ever based on real actual motion capture
right.
of people's faces in real time. It's pretty incredible stuff.
Right. This company, just so you know, the video game stuff they've done, Cubic Motion I'm talking, their facial animation technology has been used in the God of War games, the Insomniac Spider-Man, Anthem, and Blood and Truth. So some big name games from real recent systems, but...
You know what this sort of reminds me of? I believe it was quite a few episodes ago, but didn't we talk about this one website where like these still images were all of fake people? It was computer generated pictures.
Yep.
Is this like the same company maybe?
No. So those are just images.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of the deep fake stuff that we've talked about where they're doing a lot of capture and trying to superimpose is similar, but this is motion capture.
Yeah.
How well can they actually reproduce, you know, real? Because the human eye is hard to trick when it comes to this stuff. That's why you watch like Polar Express or something where it's just terrible motion capture for the face, you know, because it's like, it's hard to animate all the intricacies of the human face the way.
They use Gollum, you know, which you use as an example. They use him as kind of the shining example of this, because
that was horrible, Adam.
I know it was.
As good as the CGI was for Gollum, you know, like they said, you can't put those marker dots right on people's eyes or their tongues or things like that. So there was still some big limitations, and that's why a lot of CGI, when you look at it, it still just looks off, because they can't quite, you know, artists have to go in and by hand create those animations for the eyes or the, you know, specific movements around the mouth or the way the tongue moves in the mouth, things like that. And this technology is able to actually very accurately mimic that. And it gets past that, you know, uncanny valley area.
Now, one of the things that caught my attention in the article, aside from how cool this is, they talked about what can you actually do with this in the future.
Right.
And they talk about how having a realistic, like, personal digital avatar in some world of yourself where you can, you know, it's just wild to think about those kind of things. Or one of the other things they said, you know, what if you have a 12-year-old kid who's struggling with math, and all of a sudden a version of himself that's already mastered it can talk him through it.
Right.
You know, They use
the example of a fitness app where, you know, maybe there's a realistic avatar, like you said, of yourself, kind of resembling what you look like in 18 months from now if you get serious about your eating healthy and hitting the gym and everything else.
Oh, like instead of the face app, it's the fat app?
Well, no, it's
that already exists.
Basically,
it'll show you when you're thinner.
Basically, your coach, if you, you know, in quotes, your coach on the fitness app.
I'm a gypsy.
Instead of being some athletic trainer somewhere, you know, that's super fit and everything else, could be actually yourself in excellent shape, almost like, hey, this is you in the future.
Yep. Ooh, how about me but taller? I would love to see what I look like taller.
I can just send me a full body shot of yourself with clothes. I will Photoshop that.
Why do you have to quantify that with clothes?
Qualify? Because.
Yeah, qualify. Yeah, not quantify.
I
There's eight
them.
Of me.
Well, if we stack eight of you, you might hit 6 feet tall.
Yeah, maybe. Here's the thing I keep thinking about here, because with Photoshop, I mean, Photoshop's been around for a long time. Manipulating still images has been around for a long time. And you can't, to this day, you know, today, any still image, you can't believe. I mean, anything could be Photoshopped and it looks so realistic. You have to actually get in there with software and dissect it to see if it's been altered in any way. But just to the eye, you can create instances on still film or still images that look real. So you wouldn't be able to tell that was faked. We are now in with the deep fakes, with this technology here, that we are at a point to where you're not going to be able to trust anything that happens with video, because they could make any celebrity, any politician, anybody say anything, and you won't know what's going on. It's a scary point in our lives here, because we can't trust, you know, what's going on, it's very scary.
I agree. That's terrifying. But think about it. It's a real world Ready Player One.
Whoa.
Essentially, where everyone will be.
Well, Ready Player One is where you're basically living in an alternate reality.
Right.
And
but
your
think
real
about
world
what all
sucks.
If you look at the pictures here of this persona, however they're pronouncing it, they're there wearing these suits, basically, a black bodysuit with motion capture points and a little helmet thing and everything. You'll have entire populations of people that never leave their house, and they send this avatar, you know, into wherever to take care of their business in a virtual
Finally.
World. Like, look at Adam working from home. I mean, in all seriousness,
it's basically
something like
a clone
that
of him.
he could have one of these on and just be chilling, hanging out, playing video games, and just have this clone, you know, avatar showing up on camera, kind of a thing, you know.
How come none of your work's getting done? I hear typing.
I'm in the middle of a furious PUBG fight right now.
And that's actually where we need clones, is because if we could just send our clones.
Nope, we don't need clones.
Listen to this. Listen to what I'm getting at here. I want 4 clones of myself. I want to send them all out to jobs where they make $50,000 each
a
year.
Man, you're poor clones.
And then when they come home, I just throw them in the closet, but I collect all the money.
Yeah, we've...
Wow, you must be really strong.
Yeah. We've seen multiplicity in what happens, right? Each clone
that's when
gets...
No, you're cloning the original each time. You're not cloning the clone.
Right, but all I was thinking is if each one gets dumber and dumber each time, I mean, and then there's that source material.
Is it dumber or more dumb?
Those poor clones. He's not.
You guys
are
a couple of clones, am I right? A
couple of cloners there, eh?
Yeah, a couple of clones.
Oh, wow. How do we get to Canada all of a sudden?
Well, that's
is
where
Instagram
all
AI changing
advances.
Their name for real?
Yeah, yeah.
Is so, what?
Instagram? Tell me more about this.
Well, I know nothing about it, so I can't tell you nothing.
It's not the name change thing that's the big thing. So everyone knows Facebook bought Instagram and actually WhatsApp as well. You know, they own both those.
WhatsApp.
Yep.
WhatsApp.
Exactly.
You always have to one-up me. God, you're off the show.
But what's happening is that Facebook came out and has now said they're going to rename it. Instead of just being Instagram and WhatsApp, it will be called Instagram from Facebook. They're going to add the from Facebook to the names of both platforms.
Really?
Now, that's going to roll out and be showing in the app stores first. It's not clear yet as far as if they're going to actually rebrand all the apps themselves when you open it up. Is it going to show a splash screen showing this? The reason I put this in here, though, is because, you know, this is a big effort by Facebook, who has been, you know, notoriously in the news and a super big black eye for their privacy concerns and everything they're doing. What does this mean for the future of these apps? I mean, we know they're owned by them already, but they've talked about they're looking to integrate the Messenger, Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, and Instagram messaging services all into one messaging system by the end of 2019 or beginning of 2020. It seems to me like we could be on the edge of a, kind of big shift with the biggest three of the biggest apps, social media apps. And it makes me wonder, so many people think so negatively of Facebook, but have conveniently overlooked that for Instagram and WhatsApp. What happens when they're seeing Facebook's name splashed all over their favorite apps now?
Yeah.
I mean, perception wise and I don't know.
Well, I'm, you know, I've, it doesn't really affect me because I'm not an Instagram user. I mean, when I was dabbling,
you're an influencer. What are you talking about?
Yeah, so what I dabbled with it a little bit, putting some clips and stuff of our show on it back in like our first year. But I'm not big into it. I know Dave has a pretty big following on it, so this might affect you a little bit.
I do not have a big following on
Instagram. What are you talking about? You're an influencer.
Yeah, you have probably like 200,000 followers.
No, I've got like 500 roughly.
That's way more than what we have on our show.
500 more than what we've got.
Yeah. 440. No.
Jeez, we almost have 500 downloads in 3 years. Or something like that.
Well, and I like the comments on here on this article too. I mean, it's
ooh, we always love the comments.
Well,
funny.
You know, the biggest
something
one
about pregnancy, Hope, right?
No, it's not. But think about Facebook and the people who use that compared to Instagram and WhatsApp. You know, a lot of the younger generation ditch Facebook because it's not cool anymore because parents are on there, all this stuff. And so they've been using Instagram, they've been using these other things, and the first comment just says, and just like that, Instagram stopped being cool. And in the second comment was this other one down here. I scrolled down a little further and it said, whatever happened to that AT&T girl? Oh, wait, that's not a comment. That's never mind.
AT&T girl.
Never mind. It's just it's one of those stories. I thought it was a comment.
Oh, like the way you have the six blocks down at the bottom and they have like six different stories.
Did you just read clickbait out loud?
I did. And actually, I didn't. I saw it. I saw it pop up on the Samsung story and I wanted to say that joke.
Whatever happened to that? Yeah.
Well, the big news here, though, is, you know, Ed Sheeran's cat died. And that has really got
right.
me.
Right.
I'm very sad about that.
No, the big question, though, for real, though, is what do you guys think? Like, if they're looking to reel this in, they want to get Facebook's name out there, what are they up to?
Do they really need to get Facebook's
no,
name
I,
out
No, I don't
there?
Mean, like, in a, hey, we need to let people
Facebook?
Know what Facebook is. But, I mean, if Facebook wants to make sure and have the Facebook logo plastered all over all of these apps, granted, we all know they own, but are we set to see some changes to the Facebook family of apps, I guess, you know, do you see a point in time coming where they're just going to say, no, we know best and we're going to put Instagram and Facebook and WhatsApp and all of this. It's all going to be just one app, Facebookstagram or whatever it is. I don't know.
Could be.
The what's book gram faced.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Gram exactly. Facetagram.
Graham face.
Graham crackers.
What's Facetagram? I don't know.
Yeah, yes. Facetagram.
But it could be interesting. And honestly, and this will be a very cynical sounding thing, I would, at this point in time, I use Messenger to keep in touch with some family and stuff. I use Facebook very, very rarely. Adam, I know you're not even there anymore.
Yep.
I would love nothing more than for Facebook to do what it thinks is the best thing to do and, you know, kind of integrate all these into one big app and we're the mega power. And they're already being investigated because they feel like these companies were bought to block other more popular platforms, all this stuff, monopoly type stuff. I'd love it if they did it. And then we just watch the entire Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp empire just crumble and cease to exist.
Mm-hmm. I would love for Facebook to power down because I want to, you know, face off.
Yeah.
That's face a classic off. Line.
So yeah, bad. I love that movie.
So bad it's good.
I need to watch it again.
Take his face off.
Yes. It's been a long time. See, before we get into anything else, I wanted to mention something. Jason pre-show was kind of talking about something, and way back a while ago when we did our Avengers Endgame full spoiler-filled review, you guys remember Jason said he couldn't give us his review because, you know, as far as scoring it and stuff, because his theater experience was so crappy. Word on the street has it, he has now been able to watch it in the comforts of his own home. I want to hear, how do you score Endgame now that you've seen it at home in luxury and on your 10-inch tablet?
Okay, before I give you the score here, I have to tell you that the movie is awesome. The movie is it is a totally different movie than what I watch in the theater.
I swear to God, if you come out and give this a 3.
No, I'm not going to. Okay, I'll tell you right now. I give it a 4 to a 4.5 out of 5. It was a fantastic movie. Remember, let's wind back a little bit to that review that we had done. and we're starting to cover it here and stuff. And I'm like, oh, I was so confused during that point. Very first scene, I did not see the dusting of his daughter.
Right.
All I saw was them, you know, he turned around and they were gone.
And now you understand why I was so confused. Like, yeah. How did you not see that?
It was so clear in the video, just, you know, the dusting as it floats down as he turned around, and mm-hmm. I totally understood it. And I don't know. I connected with the characters and stuff. I just got to say, people, everybody out there in the world, if you cannot watch a movie the way it's meant to be watched, in a good theater with a good screen, good sound, comfort, everything like that, do not let a movie get tainted because of the atmosphere around you. And it really did. It totally killed me. I watched it. When was it? It came out. I watched it the same. Oh, it might have been the day after it came out on video, on digital release. And I watched it, and it was amazing. We're not going to go through this again mm-mm. because we took a whole episode to talk about it almost. But it was so good. I am so mad that it took me like 3 months to be able to enjoy to the level that you guys did. But awesome. Now I'm right there with you. This movie was fantastic. And I was right before the episode, I was telling you guys, I didn't have any feels when Tony Stark died, because I saw what was going on and stuff, but I couldn't grasp. Okay, where I was sitting, I'm not even lying to you, I could not see facial expressions very well at all. I could see the characters.
What theater was this?
This was a two-screen ancient theater that was closed down for a long time. Somebody bought it, reopened it. The seats are still the standard seats that they always had. The screen is still the same size. You know, it's like probably three quarters of what the new screens are, the beautiful big screens. The sound, I think there was like 2 to 4 speakers in the whole place. And it was, I didn't hear a lot of the dialogue, you know, because the room was full and people were laughing and everything. Some people could hear it, but I'm old. I'm 48. But seeing this the way it was meant to be seen, I see why this is the biggest grossing movie of all time now. Well, because of all the extended showings that it did, it finally beat Avatar. But it has now made more money than any movie in movie history. And I understand why. It's fantastic. And I'm just going to leave it at that.
Very good.
Awesome.
Pretty emotional movie.
It was. I mean, literally, I teared up. Oh, I forgot to tell you that. I literally was tearing up when Tony Stark was dying there.
Oddly, though, I did too. When I watched it just over the weekend here, and I was full on tears rolling out of my eyes, and no big deal. It's pretty, I mean, such a well done moment in the flick. But when Black Widow died, I have to say, I didn't get teary then.
I didn't either.
There was one moment when they're all leaving on their time heist. You know, they're all standing on the platform and she's like, see you guys soon, or be right back, or whatever it is. You know, see in a few minutes or whatever they say. And knowing that she doesn't come back was kind of like, oh man, that hits you a little harder. But even still in that moment, it was a touching scene, but I don't know.
Have you watched it on digital since it's been released
also? Yeah, I watched it on digital.
Okay, so all three of us have, because you said you did too, right, Adam?
No, I saw it again in the theater.
Yeah.
Oh, you did? So you helped build that money up there, buddy.
I saw it twice, yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Now, before we don't want to dive back into Endgame again.
No.
But
no.
Let's talk about our Digital Soup app recommendations.
Digital Soup app recommendations.
All right. So this week, Jason, what do you have for your app recommendation?
I don't have an app recommendation. I don't.
Hold
Seriously,
on.
What?
We will find one for you. You know the punishment.
No, I thought we were just doing global recommendations.
I think Adam should get the honor of doling out this punishment this time.
Oh, we're a little late for that. Hold on. App Store worst app.
Worst app.
And listeners, just so you know, this recommendation we're going to force Jason to make, we don't endorse it. We don't even know anything about it. We're just making him read the most embarrassing app we can find.
What Adam picked for me is Diarrhea Tracker. It is the app to track how many days you've had diarrhea.
All right. So Jason has nothing.
But you need to rate it on the watery level. I mean, is it solid goo or is it pure water coming out of you? When you push it out, does it sound in the bowl? Does it sound like a sprinkler? One of those sprinklers.
Well, guys, this is probably the best time to announce I'm leaving the show.
Yes!
No, but it's a great point because we've been talking about something with this app recommendations where we're all looking at it going, man, coming up with three brand new apps every week, you know, one from each of us.
Because we don't use that many apps.
Yeah, none of us use a ton and we don't have a ton of time to really just like try out random ones, which I do now and then. I have a folder on my phone that's just random apps to check out for the show. And rather than do that, we're going to call it the app recommendation still, but you may see some new recommendations coming up just for different cool things we're into.
Yeah, it could be anything. We're talking music, movies, books. It could be any type of piece of hardware.
Can we do food?
It could be food, a new recipe, man. You came up with. Maybe a new oil gas mixture for our chainsaws. You know, it could be anything.
I'm pretty sure those mixtures are kind of set for you.
No, I like to do 40 experiment. 60. No, actually, I like to do 40 oil, 30 gas. And what does that leave me with? That leaves me with
30.
Yes, yep. And 30 urine. Thank you very much.
Betcha, that's
just running a little lean, guys.
It smelled great.
All right, so my app recommendation for today
is it really an app?
It's really an app, the PUBG stats tracker. If you have an iPhone, because that's what this is for,
I do.
And you're a PUBG player.
Oh, I'm not.
Oh, sorry, you don't qualify,
I'm not a PUBG player. Javeson? Jave, because neither of us do.
I was trying to come up with something. There's an amazing way to track your stats from playing the game PUBG with the PUBG stats tracker. And for a mere $9.99, you can buy their option, which will allow you to replay games in 2D, which basically, it's kind of neat. PUBG has, they have this PUBG API, which we've talked about APIs before, but they record all of your telemetry.
What does that stand
data,
for, please?
Application Programming Interface.
Thank you.
They collect all the data from all the games that get played on both Xbox and PC to track everyone's statistics, you, your friends, all this stuff. And this app just brings it all together in a way that's really cool to see your stats in the game, as well as because it has all that data, you can actually watch a replay of the game and like a 2D overview. You know, you see everybody, all the characters represented as dots, where they're moving to, how they're shooting each other, everything. It's pretty cool. Highly recommend.
Very cool.
Dotson, we got Dotson here.
See, nobody cares.
I did that earlier, but you guys just trumped right all over it.
Okay.
All right. So I do have an app recommendation.
Too late.
And what?
Shut up. Dave, what's yours?
Go ahead.
Seriously, I can't do it.
No, go ahead.
You got the diarrhea tracker.
Okay, so here, I made that up. That's not real. But I should make it. Okay, so here it is. I'm going to play you a little sample of what this is. You ready?
Oh, don't get us in copyright trouble. Hey, this is that prescription app.
Yeah, it's called Even More Cowbell. It's for iOS and Android. Mm. And all you get to do is...
Did you download that after I started talking?
I sure did, buddy.
Perfect. Even more cowbell.
And all that right. is all it does. There's no other styles that I can find or anything. That's all it does.
That's all you need.
Sometimes simplicity is best.
And, okay. for the rest of the episode, I will be playing more cowbell. Well, that was horrible. Sorry. You do it.
Dave, what's yours?
Adam, do it first.
I got to have more cowbell.
All right, so I'm going to recommend, this is an app, it is for iOS and Android. They also have a website component to it. It's an app called AndCo, AND.co. What it is it's an invoicing type of application.
for everybody who wants an invoice, check out this app.
I'll tell you what, though.
A lot of people want an invoice.
Yeah, it's very good. It's not just, you can actually submit proposals, contracts, invoicing and payments. It'll track all of that. You can manage tasks. This is kind of a business-oriented thing. expense tracking, time tracking. It'll get you reports for your tax time, everything else.
The star tracking?
No, not that. But the reason I bring it up, customizable invoices, everything else. There's a free version which gives you one active client. And it has their branding on it, standard contracts. It's not much. It's to connect. You can connect up to two bank accounts.
That's now, all I want is just one client.
But the thing is, that's client. What I use on mine right now because I don't do a ton anymore. I've kind of scaled that back. But when I do, say, do a photo session for somebody, I just plug their information in, create it, and send it. And for people that do small businesses, side businesses, whatever it is, if you're struggling trying to keep track, I mean, I know there's all the big sites like FreshBooks and Quicken and all this stuff. And Co. is so simple to use. If you want to do more and you're doing a lot of business, it's $18 a month, gives you unlimited clients, removes their branding, lets you edit contracts. You can connect tons of, six bank accounts.
It's not a contract, though.
All this thing, free training sessions, support, everything else. And it's well worth it because if you're doing some kind of small business on the side or you even maybe you're not sending invoices, but you need to track expenses and time and everything else, it lets you do it. You have, like I said, a web interface or the app, and it's so simple to use the app on your phone. It walks you right through everything. Super useful tool. I've been using it for quite a while.
I like that. And plus, it integrates with different payment providers and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean,
how much is it to increase your clients?
You can go either the one free, on the free version, it's one client, or it's $18 a month for unlimited clients.
Oh,
but
really?
But it's tied in with everything from MailChimp and PayPal, Slack, Shopify, Stripe, all these things. Yeah.
Well, I guess if you have a lot of clients, if you're and stuff, in business, that is actually worth
$18 a month as an expense in your business is nothing.
No.
Right.
Yep. I mean, you see this, people that use, like, say Fiverr, we've dealt with them in the past. A lot of people that'll do stuff like that where it's just, hey, people are going to do this. So I'm going to do this work on a short-term basis. Something like this is perfect because it lets them simply invoice and keep track, even if Fiverr's keeping track of the payments.
Yeah, Fiverr does everything for you.
Right, but they still have to manage that on their end, for their own taxes and everything else. It'll put everything in here. Plus, they've got a ton of business tools on their website, from your tax calculators, self-employment stuff, all kinds of, as far as tax calculators for self-employment tax, ties in with FreshBooks, QuickBooks.
Say tax
all this
one
stuff.
More time.
Tax.
Does this have like point of sale and everything like that?
No, this is just the invoicing. So you couldn't plug this in on your website and use it like a shop, like what's that? It starts with a W. I see it all the time.
Walmart?
WordPress. I want to say who.
Instagram?
No, I can't think of who it is. But
Wascally
like
Wabbit.
Shop.
WooCommerce?
WooCommerce. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. It's Wu-Clan? Not like Woo. That. It's basically your all-in-one
Wu-Tang Clan.
Place.
I just said WooClan and nobody said anything.
It's your all-in-one place for all of that. But anyways, it's just a simple app. But if you're into doing that and you got a side hustle, check it out because they are very solid in that market. So,
bam. Mm.
Yeah, solid, unlike my diarrhea tracker.
Oh. This is why we can't get subscribers.
Yeah. I know. It's
and
too much toilet humor, right?
It is.
Why don't we have Charmin as a sponsor?
That's the real digital soup.
You know who has Charmin as a sponsor?
Who?
Ron Burgundy.
Oh, yeah, Ron Burgundy. That's right.
Yep.
Huh. Hey, guys, what time is it?
It's time for a geek off.
All right, what you got for us this week, Dave?
Well, I was thinking, what if we had a little fun here?
I like having fun. How about you, Adam?
And it's overrated. It's not really a debate, but what if we started creating some random like superhero character type things? To create our own little backstories and really geek off and create
something like City
geeky.
Of Heroes? Oh,
kind
R.I.P.
of, yeah.
I miss that game.
Let's do it.
So here's the rules. We're going to come up with a random hero name, okay? So I'm going to plug this in, hit show me the name.
Show me the name.
So our hero name is Nathan Sullivan. If one of you want to add this in the show notes, that'd be awesome.
Nathan Sullivan.
Nathan Sullivan, a.k.a. Funny Man. That's our random superhero name, all right? So,
okay.
His backstory and the setting for him, we're going to plug this in and use our friend Wikipedia, we're going to hit random article, and we're going to have to use this random article in his story somehow. The word that comes up, or the article that comes up, oh boy, a carbureted compression ignition model engine.
Oh. What? Right. Can we hit it again?
You want me to hit it again?
No. Carbureted.
Write it down.
Compression. Ignition model engine, which what they're saying, it's also known as a model diesel engine, a simple compression ignition engine made for model propulsion, usually model aircraft, but also model boats. Quite so, it's like a tiny little engine for models, similar to the glow plug engine, they call it. So that's what it is.
That's his backstory.
Well, we have to work that into his story as a key component. Maybe how he got his powers. Maybe
okay.
Yeah, we're gonna use a little creativity here, but we're going to
wrong see, podcast.
Well, we're gonna see what we can make.
He's always plugging it, isn't he, Adam?
Oh, stop. Yep.
This over guy. To usuallydave.com.
Yeah.
We're
gonna see what we can come up with.
Yeah. Well, I kind of have a voice for Nathan Sullivan here, okay. AKA the Funny Man. You want to hear it?
Not yet.
It better not sound like crackers.
Hold it though. What's the rest of the backstory component?
What do you mean?
Is that it?
That's it. We have to work that in. And so what we'll do is we're gonna work in this character. We want to put him in a setting. We want to give him some reason to be a hero. What do we
All
got?
Right, so Jason, let's hear that voice.
This is Nathan Sullivan. This is my day voice. But after a tragic accident I had with my carburetor compression ignition model engine, which sprayed lubricant all over me. But this wasn't just any type of lubricant.
A model diesel engine, a tiny... What is your superhero voice as Funny Man?
I'm getting to it. This lubricant, which the Ford company... you said model diesel.
I think lubricant, which would be a better one.
Lubricant witch. It was actually a gelatinous gel. Well, of course, if it was gelatinous.
You're good at this.
Go on. Keep going, Jason.
Which fell from outer space, and Henry Ford put this in his Model T, and when it sprayed out all over Nathan Sullivan, he became Funny Man. I'm Funny Man. So funny, but you want to know what about Funny Man? I'm not Funny Man because I'm humorous. I'm Funny Man because I'm funny looking, smelling, and tasting. I'm Funny Man.
Oh man,
man,
such man. A hero. So, by the way, so when he says model engine, he means like a tiny model engine.
These are like on model airplanes,
like a little tiny
boats.
So gelatinous goo getting sprayed by Henry Ford's Model T.
So you gave us Nathan, this.
I'm Nathan Sullivan, and I was putting together my model, and I looked at the model glue, and I didn't know why, but I decided to drink it. And then I became Funny Man.
So that voice, what are
and
we
I'm
do?
A little bit special.
Here's the thing.
Oh, there we go. I'm Funny Man.
If we can create voice. This.
I kind of want Funny Man to die.
Yeah. Well, good thing. Next week we'll create his arch nemesis, and then we'll have the story. But,
serious guy?
Yeah, serious man. So what could we do? So we've got
Funny Man's voice. Adam, you got to do it. When you're talking about it, you got to talk with Funny Man like this.
Every hero, well, a lot of heroes start with tragedy.
Yeah.
And Funny Man's dad was a comedian.
Okay.
But he was murdered in a tragic comedy accident. He was at one of Gallagher's shows. And the watermelon hammer flew off the handle and just nailed his dad right in the face.
Well, dead on sight?
Yep. What if it also could have happened where he was a comedian back in the day, and you know you always seen the old cartoons, they'd get the hook like thing from the side, and they'd always grab him around the neck and pull him off, and they pulled him and you know yanked him off the stage by his hook,
pulled his head off,
decapitated him
because the arch nemesis put razor blades in that hook.
Well, there was no arch nemesis yet. He was a kid.
Oh, was there?
But can his voice be like this, though?
Well, no, the arch nemesis was a rival comedy company that had nefarious purposes. And so he discovered that through his hobby of doing like model trains and model planes and stuff, that he could build little toys with these model engines that had explosives and different kind of things that he could put in them as kind of part of his gadget bag.
So let me ask you this. What does Nathan Sullivan, a.k.a. Funny Man, look like? Like, is he wearing some kind of hero costume? Could it be
a
powered?
Train conductor outfit?
I was thinking more like George Burns.
Yeah, I was just wondering, though, could it be powered by one like a special tiny model diesel engine? Like Tony Stark's arc reactor, only it's
a Tesseract.
Well, I don't know that this carbureted compression ignition model engine would necessarily be the
like
centerpiece.
He could jump and it might give him an extra 2 inches.
We all could use an extra 2 inches.
But no, I like your idea. He's got a utility belt that's essentially full of all of these gadgets, kind of like a Batman style gadget thing, but it's all powered by these little model engines.
That'd
so
be
like
funny.
Chattering teeth.
Ooh, can he fly with them? Does he have like little jet,
honestly,
miniature jet engines on his belt?
To me, I think Funny Man is more like the Joker's cousin who just couldn't get by in villain school, you know?
So, is that our twist? We're taking what we thought was our hero. He turns out to be the villain, but a sad villain.
Exactly.
No one's going to make fun of me ever again.
No one's going to make fun of me again.
Okay, there you go.
That's the voice, dude.
All right, sorry.
That's Funny Man's voice.
All right. So, does he have a where do you
see? He has a lisp, but he's a little deaf.
Where do you see? So offensive.
Oh my gosh.
What? There is no deaf superhero. There's blind ones, but there's not deaf lisp ones.
Holy Lord.
Wow.
I don't endorse that one, so
no.
That's all Jason at digitalsuperpodcast.com.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
Lou Ferrigno comes to mind.
He's a little deaf. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I said a little. He's only like 80%.
Anyways, where do you see Nathan Sullivan living? Like, where is he fighting crime? Real city? Fictional city? Something crazy. Like, what if we put him on one of the islands off the coast of like eastern Canada? What are those islands?
Barbados.
I don't know. Jason says words weird all the time, like that one episode. He said verbatim like every
I've always loved saying verbatim.
I know, but then like every time that episode. Sorry. And no, it's all right. I think it's part of your charm. But where are we?
Thank you.
No problem, Funny Man.
I couldn't hear you. What was that, Dave?
Why can't I think of like the, not like Newfoundland, that area, or like do we put him like?
It's no funny land. That's where I'm from.
Is he like a small town hero? Maybe.
I was born in a small town. I'll probably die in a small town.
I'm thinking Snagglepuss from the old cartoons.
Jason's voice for this character changes every time he talks. Yeah.
It's a work in progress.
So is our hero.
By the time we're done with this series, he's going to have it nailed down. The voice is going to be perfect.
I would not watch this one.
That's his story arc.
What?
That's probably on the WB.
Okay, we're just spitballing here, man. We're just starting out this superhero. And if we have any creative, not you, Dave, if we have any creative artistic listeners who want to perhaps draw Funny Man. Oh, that was even different there. See, it's a little.
You
it's
sounded like Nicolas Cage on that one.
I just want to draw a Funny Man. I just want some tots.
Was that a
not quite
Asian Napoleon Dynamite? What was that?
Oh,
there's a whole bunch of stuff we got to edit out here.
I'll tell you what.
No, this is going, dude. Nothing that we've
Adam,
done is offensive.
You and I are clear. We're in the clear on this one. This is Jason's
we
baby
are,
with the partially
this
deaf.
Is a creative zone, and we are creating a character.
Creating something.
And this is we are letting everybody in on this is how Hollywood does it.
Why do I picture Nathan Sullivan being about like 4'9"? Like a little tiny 4 foot. Maybe 5 foot two.
Does
or something.
He go by the name Game Guru on YouTube?
He might. Before,
since I'm 5'6",
before
thank
he
you.
Finds his, before he finds his calling as a hero. What do we think happens? Jeez. That do you think he just always wanted to be a hero? Or does something happen to make him, you know, save somebody or something?
I think it was just the trauma. Yeah, maybe he saved somebody from a similar.
Because I wonder, with
I'm
trauma. Because think of like Batman's story with the losing the parents, and so many superheroes lost their parents. You know, not many of them come at it and then are like funny jokesters. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, how do you transfer?
I don't know.
That?
Batman's pretty humorous.
Yeah, well, he is in the
Lego
movies.
What if he's not funny at all? What if he's completely sarcastic? He's like one of those people, like Joe Pesci. That's like, oh, I'm funny. How?
Yeah,
well, you know, like. Well, you know what, call me funny man?
That reminds me of the George Thorogood
song. Is Marcellus Wallace a...
Yeah, everybody funny. Now you funny too. One bourbon, one scotch, and one beer. Yeah, what if that's just like his... You know the song, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and that's a line in there. Everybody funny. She said, you acting funny. Now everybody funny. You funny too. But what if that's like his catchphrase, funny man? That's why he gets that name, because he goes up to the villains like, oh, you think you're funny man?
Funny, 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 funny.
What if he just laughs every time he kills somebody?
Oh, yeah, just like maniacal as he's beating, yeah, crazy laughter.
That makes him sound like totally the villain.
Yeah, we could, maybe it's a villain.
Do we know if he's the villain?
We don't.
Or maybe he's got one of Jason's voices. He's like, ho, 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 ho,
ho, funny man.
Does he have to say his own name every time, Jason?
I mean, do you say your name when you're doing stuff? Like,
yes, I speak to myself in third person.
Yeah.
He's mowing the lawn. He's like,
I want you to record yourself talking to your wife, continually saying your name's Jason.
I'm Jason. Jason.
Honey, what do you want for dinner? Jason's hungry.
Jason needs some food. Duff man can't breathe.
Honey, if you need me, Jason will be in the bathroom dropping a duker.
If I could clone anything, I'd clone a hot dog because they're delicious.
I don't know. I threw this out. I thought it'd be a fun skit. Maybe
it is fun. It's just,
I like,
you know,
it.
You know, something tough. Like this.
We're not used to it.
We are not off the cuff type of guys.
Are you sure?
To this extent. I mean, we can do okay sometimes, but we really have to be on our A game. And right now, I think we're on about our B minus, possibly, maybe C plus.
Well, here's the thing. You practice it more and more. Next thing you know, we've got a full-on story here.
Yeah.
Stop trying to exercise our creative muscles,
Dave. I'm pretty off the cuff with ideas. I'm just saying.
I like it. Let's do it. Yeah, well,
if you want to hear more about those ideas, you can find them at adventuresincreativitypodcast.com, AICpod.com.
All about
what
heroes.
The heck are you doing?
Shameless plug.
Check out my site over at www.ebay.com/.
What am I selling? Shoot.
And it's the 1920s.
So we got to get to episode 5.
We do have to get to episode 5.
Oh, man. I thought we were done with the episode.
Oh, we are not.
Touched Stranger Things yet.
Okay.
We'll make this one a nice, concise, and straightforward review. I think episode 5 really started to pick things up.
Mm-hmm.
I especially like the part where Hopper got drunk and was like, I'm the police chief. And I'm just, I have to say this every show now.
I was
going
to say, I hope you're doing like that on purpose, everybody.
So this episode, though, episode 5, right? This opens up, if I remember right, there's a cold open on the elevator just dropping.
Mm-hmm. And right? Screaming, lots of screaming.
Right, and I'm going to say something right now. Last week when we reviewed the two together, I was saying I was kind of like, I don't know about this. I don't know. You know what I mean? The cold open on this, from that moment on, boom, opens with just a elevator just plummeting. Instantly, I was like, okay, I'm back in. I thought this episode had a lot of really cool stuff in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, they all have. I've enjoyed every episode so far this season. And the previous two seasons.
Right.
I dig the show here. But like Dave said, they're plummeting down. They hit the bottom. Just the back and forth that's going on here. I can never remember the little Lucas's sister's name. What's her name?
Yeah, what is her name? I can't remember.
I can't, but we'll just say Lucas's sister. She cracked me up in this because she's trying to go about saying all, you know, well, I have to be at so-and-so's house now. She'll cover for me. She's good about that.
Right.
But I have to be at like my uncle's birthday party the next day. Now, this girl's young.
Yeah.
So she's like sneaking out from her house saying she's going over her friend's house, but her friend just covers for her and she's out doing
right.
what we know we don't know. But I loved what, who was it? Was it Will? That said something about we are trapped down in a Russian's elevator. We're probably going to die.
Will wasn't that's even there, but yeah.
Oh, never mind.
Dustin.
Who was Dustin? That's the least of our problems here.
Right.
I thought that was hilarious. Kind of shut her down.
So let's just tackle.
No, that was Steve.
Yeah, Steve. Good hair. Let's tackle the group, the friend groups again. So we've got the scoop troop. The elevator stops. What do you think about
Scoop
their...
Scoop Troop plus Lucas's sister.
Well, she's part of their troop now.
Oh, is she now?
Yep.
Okay.
I would assume so. She's in
I thought they were just in danger in her childness.
Well, when you think about it, you've kind of got them trapped down there with the,
yes.
this...
Yes, so technically, I guess they are a group. You're correct.
Yeah, as the Russian machine. And she's going to drink the gross ooze stuff, you know, whatever, and then it burns the floor.
We don't find out that until a little bit later. But
right.
When they get out of the elevator. But yeah, that's hilarious. Let's drink this.
Yeah.
Yes. It's glowing green. It's got to be healthy.
Yeah. So Steve makes this crazy diving catch and slams that stuff in the doorway to hold it open long enough for them to get out, and then it shatters. They're trapped down in this Russian facility beneath the mall, like what seems to be miles below the mall.
Yeah. Way far down.
They see the machine they're working on, which is clearly something tied to...
Well, it's the machine that we saw at the beginning.
Right. They're trying to reopen the upside down, but it's tied to also the magnets and everything else. What do you think... I had a problem with this group story a little bit because to me it looks like... I mean, there's armed guards everywhere. Those kids, by all rights... They should just be slaughtered in this underground facility, never seen or heard from again.
Yeah, I thought the same thing when they're like, okay, we're gonna go for it. And it's like, it's a room full of people. They're like, oh, we'll just crouch.
Yeah.
And when they get into that communication room, they go through that door. But if you noticed, if you watch this scene again, on each side of the door, all the way around, it's like a circle.
Yeah.
It's all glass windows.
Yeah.
So they're in there, and any of those guards or anybody else working could see that there's four kids in the communication room. One of them is beating up the person that's in there.
Yes, yeah, Steve.
But nobody notices this.
You did it. Yeah, you finally won a fight.
Yeah, that was funny.
I think those kids are toast, man. And I'm wondering.
No. They'll make it out. Dave, you know, because you've seen it.
Ugh.
But I'm predicting that they make it out. But can I point out one thing here real fast before we go any further? The whole premise of the Russians opening up the upside down again, I'm flabbergasted by this, and I'm trying to figure out if they know that there's an upside down, they must have known what was in there, what came out of there, what happens. What could be their rationale for wanting to do this? What do they think they're going to do? Control all these demons?
Well,
and take over the world? No, they're going to get slaughtered just like everybody else.
Do you think we will actually find out what they're trying to do?
And do you think the one Russian guy that beat up, that was really fast and didn't get shot by Hopper, do you think he is actually made of metal like the Terminator?
Cause yeah, he like really looks like a Terminator, doesn't he?
I mean, he got banged in the knee with that wrench hard. He was limping, but...
So let's jump to that group. We've got Joyce and Hopper investigating that farm, and they find something. They find another facility with a couple scientists in there. They take him hostage, but our Terminator friend that's been tracking them follows them there and starts trying to shoot the place up. Hopper once again loses a fight to this guy. Do you think Hopper will ever actually win a fight against that Russian?
Possibly, but can we call, instead of calling him this guy and that Russian, can you use his real name?
Sure. Tell me what it is.
No, I'm not even making this up. You had to look it up online because I don't think they ever said it. But do you know what his actual name is?
No.
Not even making this up. It's in the print here. Darth Drago.
Are you kidding? That's awesome.
I'm not kidding. That's his name. Darth Drago.
Is that like some... In the print on what?
Is that like some fan name?
This is... This is TVGuide.com.
That sounds like a name that they gave him to be cute. But we
TV
can call
Guide
him.
Would do that?
Oh yeah, sure. We can call
all right,
him.
Well,
Darth
I'm
going to
send you the link over. But that's what they say his name is. They're saying everybody's name properly.
Yeah, let's go with Double D. We'll stick. Darth Drago. Woo-hoo! What are you guys thinking? But they kidnap. They escape and they've got Alexei. Or I kept forgetting his name, but because I kept thinking what Hopper called him as Smirnov. Yeah. It's Alexei, this little scientist that kind of seems nerdy and wimpy, typical, you know, science guy in the 80s. And they're on the run. They were heading to the conspiracy theorist guy, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That story, like,
what's his name?
I can't remember his name, but
I'll look while you guys.
He's
are doing
from
it.
The previous season. Well, what do you think?
They're just trying to find some answers here. I like right. where it's going. I'm interested to see what they do with it.
I'm wanting to know, when do Hopper and Joyce find out that the Upside Down is connected?
Not in this episode.
No. But that's the thing. Like, they're on this own mission. They think they're doing this thing. But they have no idea that it's all connected to the thing.
Speaking of the thing.
Murray Bowman.
Okay.
Hey, is the name of the conspiracy
One other
theorist.
Question for you. This was... Yes. This was a thought that occurred to me. Well, Hopper, he's a chief of police.
Yes.
Now, he has spent zero time this season except for getting rid of protesters. Who is doing the police stuff?
He has deputies, if I remember right. There's other
does
officers.
Does the chief of police just go missing and there's not like other police crawling everywhere trying to find him?
Well, he's probably on vacation. You saw his shirt.
Well, that's true. That's true. But anyways, Adam, you were going to say...
Oh, I was going to switch over to the Nancy and Jonathan stuff.
Yeah, go for it.
So they're continuing kind of their investigation. They think, oh, we got to take Mrs. Driscoll and maybe use her to track down how to find this place. And, of course, they've teamed up with the rest of the gang, so they're all together, including Eleven. And so when they go to the hospital, though, that's when all hell breaks loose.
Yeah, that's kind of the big part of this episode. Yep.
And that's I think that's one of the biggest things there, and that... I can't believe that was it, Jonathan. I can't believe he's still alive.
Right.
He got up from having him from being completely smashed like several times over. I just cannot believe that kid's alive.
Right. But we learned something. We learned something that I think which one of the kids mentioned it in the gang there. They said it's like a hive mind or something when they're talking
like
about
the
Mrs.
Borg.
Driscoll. Yeah. And we did learn something there because in that fight, Nancy and Jonathan get separated, and when one of them hits the one they're fighting, the other one is feeling it. You know, the other monster is feeling it. So we're learning that they're tied.
Yeah. Were you guys disappointed at all, like I was, that to find out about the hive mind? It's so common along all these movies and stuff where it's like, oh, you just got to kill this one and then you get them all.
But the thing,
even the first Avengers movie, like, oh,
how do you think they're going to play that in though? Because who is the one?
Well, it's the big thing. It's the
one in the hallway in the hospital?
The mind flayer.
Right.
The big thing. That's
the factory.
Well, no, I don't think that's the big thing. I think that's
just
one
be of
its minions or whatever.
Oh, you're
I'm talking about
that
big, tall,
over the city
spider-looking thing.
But have we seen that this season, or was that just flashbacks to last season?
I don't remember in the first episode or not, but...
Yeah, I can't remember.
I mean, if they were truly connected, I guess maybe that's the other thing. Then wouldn't the rest of the people that have been infected have the same issue?
Well, you would think that, every one of them, you know, Mrs. Driscoll, everyone else that's part of that little army that's being built should have all been, you know, feeling all those blows, you know, and it's, what do we think? Now, remember, I had predicted at one point that I thought Nancy was going to die.
Well, the series isn't over yet.
It's not over yet, and now I'm starting to question because she's had multiple opportunities where it would have made sense for her to get killed. I want to ask you guys this. Do you think we will see any characters die? And if so, do you think
they killed that Bob guy before? And
yep, but major characters.
I know you're pretending like you don't know.
I don't. But,
Dave. Just kidding.
Or are we?
Anyway, I bet you they will. I think
they kill off a more major character, or is it going to be... Because if you think about it, who's died? In the first season, I can't remember who died. Betty? No, what's that girl's name?
Okay, well, I'm going to... Barb.
Barb, and then
but
Bob.
I am gonna make a prediction here. I don't know how many seasons this show is gonna go, but I bet you that Elle will die saving everybody. It'll come to a point to where Elle is having a major showdown then with these things, and she actually sacrifices herself to save everyone.
Well,
So I bet you she dies.
Yeah, this season.
No, I don't know. Oh, I don't know how many seasons. If it ends with this season, but no, they've already signed season four.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've heard there's season four.
Yeah. But
my guess is Billy. Because Barb.
Oh, yeah.
Barb started with a B.
Yeah.
And Bob started with a B. And now Billy.
And Billy's.
Well, when Billy dies, he just turns into that ooze and then goes all over the place.
Well, yeah, and that was where this episode ended, right? The big cliffhanger for this episode is that Jonathan's on one end of the hallway, Nancy's on the other, and the massive monster stands up and forms in the middle from the goo that's left after these two.
And screams.
Right. Now, I think what's going to happen there. Down in the lobby is where all the rest of the kids, 11 and Will and Mike and all those guys, are waiting. They're noticing the lights flickering and Will's feeling it in his neck again. I'm guessing they're going to run up and she's going to do something to help them escape. I don't think Jonathan or Nancy dies in this next episode, at least from those monsters. But I'm kind of wondering if we're going to, I still think there's a chance that Mike might totally sacrifice himself. Again, you know, trying to save 11, and this time it doesn't go well. Or, like you say, someone like Billy, that's a good prediction, too, because he's a fairly big character, but not one of the main characters.
Okay. Well, let's go this route here. Not even having to save anybody or anything, but Will, this whole thing is you know, started with Will. What if the Mind Flayer completely takes over him, and he actually goes to, quote-unquote, the other side? And now
he's a villain.
Yeah, and they have to battle him, but he's completely lost. So technically, he's dead.
Yeah,
he's now part of the other, and I could see that happening.
Yeah, that could be. I just feel like a series like this, you wonder how long they'll keep the main characters in place without having some sort of like shock moment of, oh man, the stakes just got real. Because up to now, we know that they're gonna live. They're going to find a way to survive, you know, every season.
Because we know there's a season four.
Right. And in every season so far, I've never really felt like any of the kids were actually in any danger of dying. You always felt like, okay, there's a cool story happening here, and they're going to figure a way out of it. But I never felt like there's any real danger. I feel like season three now, there's going to have to be some point where they up the ante and they introduce the, you know, the stakes getting higher. I don't know that they'll kill one of the main D&D group or 11. I could see a Nancy, a Jonathan, maybe a Max, but I don't know. She's become part of that group. Billy, absolutely.
So are you calling all these people the red shirts?
I don't know. Yeah, we can do that. Okay. Star Trek reference. It could be their potentials, I think. What do we think of? I lost my train of thought. Anyways, choo-choo. Go ahead. I'll pick it up later.
Well, what I was going to say here is a lot of people might hate me for this. You know, a lot of Stranger Things fans might really hate me for this. Mm-hmm. But I really, really don't want to see them drag the show out just because it's a ratings extravaganza.
Exactly.
I would like to see a max of maybe 5 seasons and bring this story to just an awesome end. But I don't want them to go the route of, you know, some of the other ones. Like The Walking Dead, if it would have ended like 2 seasons ago, I think most people would have been like, oh, wow, that was amazing. Right. But a lot of people haven't really enjoyed the last couple of seasons, even though I have. But so many shows do this. Let's just keep making it for the money. Don't tell the story you want to tell. Don't expand it to where all of a sudden it becomes convoluted and stupid.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I want the show to end with us wanting more, but happy where we are.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yep.
I like it. Okay, now so, back to your train of thought, Dave. Oh, I'm sorry, Adam.
It's gone.
I'm just excited to see the rest of the series.
I know. We've
Me
got,
too.
What, three episodes?
Three more episodes, yep.
Exactly. So, yeah, I'm good.
Cool. Anything else we got to say about this? Or
well, I think the only thing I want to say is my original prediction still stands. I think that machine the Russians are building is going to be the key to these kids saving the day. What about Steve dying? That's what I was going to say. It just popped into my head. The Scoops troop is trapped in there. What about Steve getting killed?
Nah.
Now that there's... Oh, yeah. I don't know, man.
See, and that's the thing is they need to do it. I mean, they need to... It's the same thing with the Walking Dead for the longest time. You always knew that Rick was going to make it out alive, mm-hmm. no matter what situation they were in, because he was the star. You knew Carl was going to make it out. And they did last through 8 seasons, and then they finally took him out. But we want... They need to start killing off some characters here so we can think, oh, man, anybody could go. Our big main, like Elle. Elle is definitely the breakout star of the show.
Mm-hmm.
We don't think that she's going to die until the very end, if at all.
Mm-hmm.
But if all of a sudden in episode 6 of season 3, she dies, it's going to blow our flipping minds.
Well, yeah, it introduces the whole idea of how do they possibly... defeat these things without the power, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, they find 12.
And, well, you know what, though? You laugh, but...
There are other ones. Yeah.
There are, and we got to see a taste of that last season, remember, in the least popular episode.
That almost seems like it was like an afterthought. It was like, okay, let's experiment. Let's say that there's these other kids, and let's bring one in. It didn't go over very well. Well, let's just forget we ever did that. Well, we're never going to bring up any more kids again.
Except for the weird thing is that they write and film this all in one chunk. So it's not like network TV where they're filming it every week and releasing it. You know, so that's what I mean. It's almost weird that they put that in.
Network TV doesn't film it every week.
Well, a lot of your network television, they film in chunks. So they have that's the big thing.
Yeah, they can change the first half of the season and the second half.
Yeah, they
can
change stories on the fly, where something like this is shot like a movie where it's just one big chunk, stories laid out. But the thing I was going to ask you guys, do yourselves a favor. You remember the movie Big with Tom Hanks?
This is not anything like that.
Trust me, though. This is spooky. Look up the female lead, the girl he kind of starts dating when he's an adult in Big. Elizabeth Perkins is the actress, I believe is her name. She was also in a bunch of other stuff, including the hit show Weeds more recently. But look up Elizabeth Perkins and Millie Bobby Brown. And you're going to see a ton of side-by-side comparisons of Elizabeth Perkins when she was younger, kind of back in those Big days and even a little younger, compared to images right now of 11. And Millie Bobby Brown, and tell me that is not some creepy...
Anthony Perkins?
No, Elizabeth. Anthony Perkins from Psycho. Yes, that's it. No, Elizabeth.
Oh, she totally looks like her.
It is creepy how close they look. Bizarre. So that's the fun.
I'm looking here.
But that's all I had. I'm out on Stranger Things, ready for episode 6.
Right on.
I might watch it tonight after.
Are they related, possibly?
No. Not at all.
Granddaughter?
Not at all. That is creepy, though, huh?
Weird. She's back.
Right.
All right, guys. It's time to put the lid on the soup. So be sure to listen and subscribe to us anywhere where you can subscribe or listen to podcasts, including, you know, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, TuneIn, Stitcher, all that stuff. Head on over to digitalsouppodcast.com for all things Digital Soup so you can get soupified in your face. Hit us up on Twitter, even though for now we might not be able to answer you. be sure to tell a friend about us. And as always, leave us a review if you'd be so kind, and have a wonderful week. We'll catch you later.
Take care, guys.
Later, Ed Sheeran's cat.
Funny man.
What? Oh, that was crackers.
Jeez, it woke me up.